USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Trump says he's heading to the southern border in the next few weeks.
Well, a lot of people want me to. The border patrols and all of the people of ICE, if they want me there, they've asked me to go. And I really sort of feel I owe it to them. They're great people. They're doing an incredible job. It's impossible now with what they've done. The stay in Mexico should have been left, and now they stay in the United States. And by the way, stay in and never leave.
Trump speaking with Fox News. The former president's comments coming a day after a group of GOP senators visited the border, saying they were stunned by conditions at facilities holding unaccompanied minors. And a detention officer at the Oklahoma County Detention Center in Oklahoma City has been hospitalized after being held hostage by an inmate. Officials with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office say that the inmate was shot and killed by Oklahoma City police officers. The condition of the detention officer has not been released. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge. Instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Following a trip to the southern border, a group of GOP senators said they would be unwilling to work on an immigration reform bill with the administration until the crisis on the border is resolved. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley questioned how they could pass an immigration bill when the border was still open. Representative Tony Gonzalez says there are some things that Congress can do to deal with that humanitarian crisis. The Texas Republican tells CNN that making changes to the work visa and asylum programs would provide some relief on the border.
If children are, you know, legitimately making the trek from these dangerous areas, which many of them are, right, and if they're legitimately seeking asylum, why do we have to wait till they reach America? Why can't we focus on Mexico and some of these areas? That way they don't have to make that dangerous trek. That's one answer to it. Another part is work visas. Let's increase the amount of work visas. If people want to come to live the American dream and work hard, well, let's welcome them through the front door. We absolutely need to know who's coming into our country, but we need to do it through increased work visas.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Marine biologists can't understand why, over the past week, 3 people have been bitten by sharks along Florida's east coast. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
All 3 survived as the black-tipped sharks were making their annual migration from as far north as New York to south of the Miami-Dade County line in search for warmer waters. Dr. Stephen Kajura, a professor of biology sciences at Florida Atlantic University, tells us as many as 15,000 sharks can be counted in the water.
We have a lot of sharks here. We have a lot of, spring breakers in the water, but we tend to have relatively few bites on people overall. Now, this last week has been an exception. We've had a couple of bites in quick succession.
One Cinderella run continues in the NCAA tournament while another comes to an end. 12-seeded Oregon State is on to the Elite Eight after beating Loyola Chicago 65-58. But Oral Roberts fell just short of their bid to become the first 15 seed to make it to the Final Eight, falling to Arkansas 72-70. The top seed in the South, Baylor, is also moving on after dispatching Villanova 62-51. And legendary college football coach Howard Schnellenberger has died. Schnellenberger is best known for beginning the Miami Hurricanes dynasty of the 1980s and leading them to their first national championship in 1983. He would later begin the football program at Florida Atlantic University and guide the Owls to the Division I ranks. Schnellenberger was 87. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.